One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Merkle Media. Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
But I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkle.
And I'm Brian Shipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you just have a conversation you'd like to have with us sharing your experiences from the road, go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the hammerlanelegends.com webpage. Hit the contact section. You can get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. While you're there on the webpage doing the whole contacting us, you can take a look at the gear section, see what we got there. There's, you know, still no baseball caps, but, you know, that's eventually coming. You know, one of these days, centuries, decades, whatever. It's eventually we're going to have hats, right? Right, Chip? Eventually.
Yeah.
It's a plan. Like everything else, it's a plan. So anyway, there's that. Chip, tell them about the voicemail line.
Leave a voicemail at 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375. Short story, something you seen crazy, wacky, insane on the road or in your everyday life, leave a message, you know, 5-10 minutes at the most. We'll compile these voicemails up. We'll get a voicemail show going when we got them all figured out. And if you have anything longer, contact Jack. We'd love to hear from you and talk to you on the show.
Tell them about buying me a coffee while you're on the roll there, dude.
Keep us fueled.
Keep us fueled.
At buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. It's a virtual tip jar. If you like what we're doing, you feel like contributing, have at it. If not, thanks for looking.
And we appreciate all those who have actually contributed to it.
Yes.
You know, every now and then we take a look down and scroll through. One of these days we're going to do a shout out to everybody who has contributed through buymeacoffee.com, Hammer Lane thing, however that goes.
Yeah.
You know.
That's it.
That's it. It's close enough, you know.
But, you'll find it.
Yeah,
you'll find it.
It's there. Anyway, and if you find yourself in need of any kind of preparedness stuff, you know, if you need 25-year food that hangs on the shelf for 25 years just in case, or 30-year coffee just in case, or if you need some, what do you call those things that get energy from the sun?
I don't know, Brandon. What do we call them?
What do they call those friggin' things? Come on.
Solar panels?
There you go, solar panels. If you find yourself in need of a solar panel generator, if you find yourself in need of any kind of things like that, water purifiers, air purifiers.
Or if you need to get yourself a windmill to blow the smoke off your property.
That's coming in, that's invading us from Canada.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Yes. So anyway, if you need it, they have it. Check out preparewithhll.com. That's preparewithhll.com. Today, we're talking to Mike. Let's get to Mike.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot.
I know we're recording. Let me give myself an introduction before we get into a really good Hammer Lane Legends episode. I'm ready for this one, boys. Dancing shoes on. So fighting or coming or driving out of the blue Peterbilt 579 line side backing corner from London, England, residing in Los Angeles, California, and currently in Franklin, Kentucky, it's your boy, Mikey. What's up, boy? How you doing?
Fantastic. I feel like I'm being interviewed by you.
Hey, listen. Let me tell you something. Mr. Merck and Mr. Shit, I'll tell you, I'll be ready for this for a while. Remember, it was the first anniversary of driving that sad, solemn, happy, emotional day in Bellevue, Missouri. But now we're in Franklin, Kentucky, and we're coming up to 2.5 years.
Wow.
We got a lot to talk about, boys. Come on, bring it on in. Let's get all the listeners involved. Merck, great Mr. Merkle. Sorry, Merck, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, that's good.
Mr. Shipper, I apologize. I just think Merck and Ship is better than saying the two Brians and Mr. Merkle, Mr. Shipper.
That totally works. So. Merck and Ship works fine. That's fantastic, dude. I love that. That's great.
It's great to hear your voices. And it's not like I haven't heard them enough over the last months and 2.5 years. And you know what? It can never get boring because when I hear your voices, I know I'm a happy trucker driving down the road listening to Hammer Lane Legends.
That's freaking awesome. You know, you're all the freaking advertisement we need is just have Mike on.
That's it. You know,
it's like, what the heck? That's fantastic, man. I appreciate that. It's
15 minutes really, of Mike get you 15% more.
For less.
Hey, listen, let me tell you some great content, you know, since the last time I was on, before that, I've got to say, straight out the gate. Thank you very much as a truck driver, and I know I speak for many other truck drivers. Thank you so much for the content, the hard work, the discipline to keep pumping out these podcasts. It means a lot to people like me out on the road months on end because I really, really always look forward to listening to you guys. And you know, we could talk about a lot of stuff, and we will talk about a lot of stuff. But you know, I just want to out the gate just say thank you for your service thank you for your service to us truck drivers on the road. You know, everyone says thank you for your service to this and that, the police and rightfully so, police, fire, army, you know, military, all that kind of stuff. But you know, you boys are doing a service for us guys out on the road here, especially OTR, and I just want to, you know, just say thank you so much, because every week just podcasts in my life. And I just want you to know that you are appreciated, especially by me. And I'm sure I speak for many, 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 many truck drivers on the road.
Well,
and all kinds of truck drivers.
That's friggin' awesome, dude. We really appreciate that. What we do is more about the drivers that we talk to and the drivers that listen. than it is about us. You know, I don't want it to be about us.
You're too humble.
It really is about you guys.
No,
I mean,
it's not too humble. He don't even listen to the show.
No. Yeah, but it's not about you guys. You are us guys. You know what I'm saying? And gals. You know, let's not forget about the gals.
Yeah, we do both drive. That's true. But
don't forget about the non-binary crew as well. We'll get into that later as well.
That's gonna be exciting today.
I got my dancing shoes.
Oh man, strap in!
Story for you.
This is gonna be a fun day. Strap in, folks. Oh, yeah. Tighten up those belts. Here we go. Well, you know what?
What are we doing? We're doing a two-step, the tango, the waltz. What are we going to do? Where are we going to go? Come on, take us down the road. Let's go.
Well, here we go. You know, we were looking at the notes for what you had sent to Jackson, and you know, we'll do the intro later on. We'll throw an intro on the front of this.
Not live. I thought this was live.
It is. Well, it is live. That's why I said we're recording.
Yeah, this is live. Hey, you ain't gonna make me do a whole Michael Buffer entrance to myself and say, well, that was just for us. No, that's for everybody, baby.
Freaking A, you got that right.
Make sure that is out there and for everyone.
That is going to stay on. That's not coming off. That's staying right there. That is not going to go anywhere.
I remember when we finished the first time round, Tony sent me a message. The great Tony Merkel, the legend Tony Merkel, the hammer legend.
Yes. He's like a Bigfoot.
He said to me, he goes, Mike, I thought you were going to stick around. I was like, nah, the show was over. I just click, we're off. You know?
Yeah.
When I click, we're on, we're live. When I click, we're off.
And it's goodbye.
There's no need to be talking small talk. We'll do all the small talk, the big talk, and the medium-sized talk, all right here in the podcast, in one big old fat sandwich.
Amen, brother. I reckon. That sounds good to me. That sounds really good. So, well, you know what? We'll do.
How you boys doing? You all right? How's Pitt, Ohio?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're it's a job. Some days better than others. You know, it's good. That's all I can say. You know, we're doing all right. You know, go ahead, Chip. What were we going to say?
Has my boy Jackie there? Is he there? Is Jack down in Tennessee? Probably just ready to edit, or is he in the house?
No, yeah. He's in Tennessee. Yes, sir. He is. He's vacated the premises. So,
yeah.
Elvis has left the building. He's gone down south.
I'm going to be rolling down that way. I'm heading from West Virginia down to Eagle Pass, Texas, which is on the border.
No.
I'll tell you, we'll talk about those border towns as well, by the way.
There you go. I'm looking forward to it.
I hate to scare some of your sensitive audience out there, but you know, I looked at some of the Apple reviews, and there's some sensitive souls talking about politics, especially with you, Chip. They don't like the politics, but unfortunately, politics comes into trouble.
Here, this is what I have to say. Have a Coke and a smile.
And
shut the fuck up.
Chip, I ain't arguing with you on that one, because you're already going to know where I'm coming from. And if you don't know now, you're going to find out in the next hour or so. I'll tell you that right now when we talk about the subject. But gentlemen, lead that dance. I got my dancing shoes on. Let's go, baby.
All right,
we're in.
let's get this orchestra all wired up and let's get it rolling. So, Mike, how have you been? I mean, you've been doing a lot of talking in the past 7 minutes, but you haven't said how you're doing. Okay, I mean, it sounds like you're doing fine. Yeah. So you're excited.
Fantastic. Hey, Brian, I'm doing great. I was born to do this.
That's awesome.
I was born when I was a kid in London at 4 years of age, playing with Matchbox.
Yeah.
Remember the little vehicles that, you know, I had little trucks. And in fact, I went back to England and Ireland to see my family, but all my toys and stuff were in the parents' house. And it's funny, I pulled one out and it was an American 18 wheeler. And, you know, I used to play with this stuff when I was 4 years of age. You know, I was just kind of obsessed with, like, cars, buses. We spoke about that the last time I was in. If anyone's, like, fresh to the episodes, I used to drive double-decker buses in London, blah, blah, blah. And even I went to college, I was like, trying to be Mr. Academic. Nah. I was born to be a driver.
There you go.
Whether it's fast cars, buses, trucks, whatever country, two sides of the road, it doesn't matter. But yeah, long way around getting it. I'm good. I'm really good. I'm actually really still enjoying what's going on.
That's awesome.
A happy truck driver.
I know. They're as elusive as like a unicorn. Yes. It's like trying to find a Bigfoot. Yes.
Yes. a sighting of Tony Merkel or a happy truck driver.
No, that's freaking
Which
awesome.
Which came first?
Yeah. That's awesome, Mike. It's just really good to hear your voice. It's really good to, you know, catch up with you and see where you're at and see where things are going.
I hear plenty of yours and ships, but it's always good to see.
And you know what's
saying.
You know what's funny is like you mentioned about the reviews and that kind of stuff on Apple. It's like we just learned not to even look at them anymore. You know, it's like whatever.
I didn't even know there was reviews on Apple. This new to me.
You know what? One of the funny things is before I became an American truck driver because I had the license in England.
Oh, okay.
I was self employed for 20 years and I had a carpet cleaning business. And I used to live and die by Yelp reviews.
Right.
And they used to keep me up at night. And, you know, sometimes you get this asshole that would, you know, lie through their teeth.
Yep.
I had a 5-star rating in Yelp for basically the whole tenure that I was on Yelp. And I was on Yelp from 2008 when it was a small company in San Francisco. And then it got bought by Google. But I was still a one-man company, a one-man band. I still have 5-star reviews. Every now and again, you come across a nutter, an absolute sociopath, a passive-aggressive person, someone that could never be happy, someone who's always going to want to get something for free out of you.
Yes.
And I tell you what, man, that stuff destroyed my soul because I don't know if you know this, but I'm a sensitive human being.
Oh, I can tell, yes.
And if people say you know, he let me down. I get sleepless nights over that kind of stuff. You know, when I started trucking, and I walked away from a successful business because I just couldn't handle it anymore. And, you know, I'm in the trucking, and now I deal with these, I go to shippers, not buying shippers,
right.
But shippers, and I deal with some of the most lobotomized, robotic, uncharismatic, I'm trying to not swear. But yeah, okay. We'll just leave it at that. And so, and then I go in and deal with these
bloody yankers.
They're just not very communicative.
Right.
And do you know what? I'm okay with that because they ain't going to leave me a Yelp review saying, I don't get that in trucking. And do you know what? I love it.
Yep.
And then, Just recently, I went back to LA like a couple of weeks ago, back to my house. And I live in a Japanese neighborhood. I've got a lot of Japanese neighbors, a lot of respect for the elder, my Japanese wife, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbors, one of my neighbors is not to bring it down. It's not on that level, but you know, he's on his deathbed, and you know, we got gardeners that are taking advantage of him. They're not doing their job, and I just went. I said, look, listen, I'll handle business, and I'll cut all the lawns and all that kind of stuff. So, like an idiot, I thought that'd be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I see what I started cutting lawns and doing manual labor like I used to do for 20 years cleaning carpets. My back started screaming. My hips started singing like Elvis. That I weren't doing the pelvis like Elvis. I wasn't getting the money like Elvis. I was out there, and also the only thing I had was not a lawnmower. I had a trimmer, like a weed whacker to do like 4 lawns with. So my first home time day, oh my God, I was bending over and breaking. And then I realized, my God, thank Christ I'm not doing carpets anymore. And that was when I realized, wow, I got out at just the right time doing trucking because, I mean, flatbed is rough.
Yes.
But I see what ain't as rough as cleaning carpets or cutting lawns, I'll tell you that. And I had a whole new appreciation for the fact that I did all that manual labor. But, you know, driving a truck and a little bit of labor in a flatbed, that suits me to a T. No customers give me a hard-ass time bitching about me missing some little spot somewhere and having to go back on my... I tell you what. Bringing it all, you know, 360, 380, 16, whatever the you know, 360. Yeah, sorry, my math was incorrect there, but I was going to say 380. But
that's all right. We can circle back twice.
Right. We'll make it two times around.
Well, you know, I'm a truck driver, not an accountant.
Exactly.
So 360-ing it back, I'm like, God, I really appreciate it, and I'm a damn good driver as well. That was the one. I don't know what my wife said to me. I wish you'd have done this when you were younger.
Wow.
My mum said that as well in England. I said, yeah, but I wasn't mature enough to do this when I was younger, not successfully. So anyway, there you go.
That's
so
awesome,
yeah,
dude. Yeah,
truck driving. Yeah. Hey, truck driving. Let's give it a little.
There you go.
I love it, baby. Love it. I love it. OTR. Love it.
That's fantastic.
I didn't do local like you guys. I've still got to this point where I've been thinking about it. My wife is like going, hey, you think about doing local? And I'm like, ooh, I don't know. Those 14-hour days, that 2-hour travel, 18-hour days, 5-hour sleep, maybe get a weekend off. Probably not. Maybe a reset. I think I'm probably better off in the truck, boys. I really do. Going around the country. Love seeing America as well, to be honest.
There you go, yeah.
Like right here in Franklin, Kentucky.
That's beautiful. What a beautiful place to be. Franklin, Kentucky. Never been there, but sounds pretty.
Well, every place is beautiful to be except for a truck stop because...
Ain't
you know,
that the truth?
These truck stops are a good place.
Yes, they are.
Not every place. And there is Camden.
It's not Pilot Loves or... No, not everyone, but it's not the truck stops that are disgraceful. It's the drivers that are absolute disgrace. I get so angry. Oh, I'm getting off on a tangent.
That's
here,
all right.
I get so angry. Piss bottles, filth, and trash. And I tell you what, mate, I'm ready to get out of that truck. And I'm ready to fight people, but I never see them doing it. I've seen one time in 2.5 years, I've seen one guy in South Carolina throw shit out the truck, bag of trash out the truck. And I wanted to, to handle him, but I couldn't because in the political climate and white guy approaching somebody doing that, and it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good. And also, I'm a foreigner, so I have to slow my roll down, you know.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. You know, there's plenty of time to catch up with all these people who do that stuff. You know, it's crazy. The sad thing is that there are people.
Karma.
It will.
Mr. Merkel. We'll catch up with them. That's
yes, it
I
will.
Believe in.
I agree with that. It will catch up at some point. It gets everybody.
Oh, hey, Brian, hang on. What's going on here? My door's getting knocked on. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
We've got live here in Kentucky. What? What do you want? No, I'm doing a podcast. What? How many are you listening? Hey, Michael. Hey, Cosmo, he's busy. He's on the podcast. He's taking Dogman. Oh, well, not Dogman like you. He's taking Dogman. Back off. I got him busy. All right? I got to put that window there. All right. See you later. Bye. Bye.
At first, I thought we were doing deliverance.
We're in Kentucky. I don't know what to say. You're out of the window, man. It all comes at you.
Oh, that's freaking hilarious,
He's asking where Tony is. I think he's busy.
He's MIA. I don't know where he's at.
I tell you what, he had a big old banjo on him, and funny up. Well, he had some teeth, but they're a bit weird there, mate. I can tell you.
Hand him a toothbrush. It's his whole family.
Sorry about that, lad. That was a bit of Kentucky right there.
You know what? That's a beautiful. It's beautiful. This country is awesome, isn't it? We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got
it's
bluegrass in Kentucky. We've got, you know, who
love
knows what
Kentucky
everywhere else. So, oh, that's freaking hilarious.
Unbelievable.
Hey, talking about Kentucky.
Yes.
Not talking about Kentucky, but I've been doing a lot of international runs recently, if you can call it that.
Where you been going to?
Which way?
I went up to Canada for the first time.
Wow. How'd you like that?
So you're the guy that started the fires.
It was basically, I didn't know anything about that until today, about starting the fires up there.
Took a second.
I tell you what, I don't know what's going up there, but that ain't normal. I'll tell you that. But Canada, very nice people, much like West Virginia and America and Kentucky and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Canada, really nice people. The roads are pretty much the same, but they...
That's a shame.
They got kilometers an hour and a lot of signs in French.
That's not helpful.
But when you go up there, I don't know if you know this, but you know we have. I don't know if you have. I presume you do on the Ohio trucks. You have the DOT clock and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
You have that. Yeah, the little box and all that. But when you go up there, it's like boom, it all changes. They have like these totally different hours of service and stuff.
Right. Right.
So I ended up getting stuck there for a whole weekend.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, that's cool. I was cool with it. I was like, I've never been to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of Canadian buddies down in America. But I was like, okay, cool. All right. So I got stuck in this little place in Ontario. And it's funnily enough, it's called Harrow, which is where I used to go. There's a place called Harrow just outside of London where I used to go to school. I was like, oh, okay, cool. All right. So I'm going to be here for the whole weekend. Okay, great. So I thought I'd walk on down and go meet some Canadians. I was treating it like I was, I don't know, like going in like England to France, like it was something totally different. And it's not really that different. They got a little bit of a change in accent, but actually they're really nice people. And I walked around. It's kind of like, if you could imagine America not kicking Britain's ass or the royal family's ass, more to the point, it'd be kind of like that. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Probably not a bad thing, but I thought it was kind of fascinating. You know, I find that very interesting. And then, like 4 days later, the same load that I got from Canada, I'm down to the Mexican border, and I'm going into the Mexican area where we work with, like, you know, well, Mexico. Ha ha. hate to state the obvious there.
Right.
And then we're down there. We're down there with these dudes. And I'm like, I work with the Mexican drivers and a lot that we transfer loads and stuff in this like kind of autonomous area right on the border. It's very, very fascinating. And you deal with these guys in their lives. And I tell you what, the contrast between the north and south border is absolutely amazing. And then I deal more with the Mexican drivers than do Canadian, because the Canada-America thing is just like very fluid.
Right.
It's like we just do our thing and we just go in and out and do our thing. We don't really need to sort of stage everything. Like, because if you go into Mexico, it's like, Jesus Christ, you can't even put a bungee on a fucking load. Sorry, excuse my mind. Oh my God, there's a couple of lanes there. You can't even put a bungee on a load or a strap because they'll steal it.
Wow.
It's worth anything. It'd just be gone. It'd be gone. You have to tarp everything and take our tarps off and put their tarp. They put their tarps on because they're like, it's got to be cheap and look like crap. Not look like crap because they do a great job, but it's got to be crap quality.
Right, right.
Looking to get through their country or else they'll get absolutely robbed for the hill.
Wow.
And then also, I'm on these cars. I'm actually heading down to Eagles Pass now. I do El Paso. I do Laredo, which is like basically Juarez, Nuevo Laredo, Mexicali, which is over on the Arizona border, Tijuana. So we do these transfers. And it's like these guys, right? So I didn't understand this until recently. They always offer tarp our loads going back into America.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm just kind of like, I like to do my work and this is where I get my cardio in. I just don't like people messing with my stuff. I like to know
right.
The way that I like to do it.
Yep.
But these guys, right, so they'll do, for what we get paid $100, they'll do 20. And then I got a good buddy who, he's Mexican-American. His name is Miguel legally, but he goes by Mike. But I said to him, we went out for dinner in the Mexican Beverly Hills in LA called Baldwin Hills,
mm-hmm.
the Mexican Beverly Hills, because we were big pimping, you know what I'm saying? And then and also I bought $200 of cowboy hats that I'll probably never ever wear. And then
at least you have them.
I said to him, hey, how much is $20 for these dudes? And I'm thinking maybe $20 is like $100. He's saying it's more like $300. down there. So when they roll back with $20, it translates into $300 in Mexico, 20 American dollars by $300. So if they can get a few bummies, a few porky porksters doing flatbed to say, hey, do my stuff. And they give them like, $20. If they do that all day long, they could be walking out with like, $1,200, $1,500 a day.
Right. Wow.
On their standards, which is kind of crazy when you think about it.
How about it?
And I tell you what, let me tell you something else.
Okay.
The way this dollar's going, that could be us very soon.
That just about is us. Sooner than we think.
We might be fighting with the Mexicans down there saying, hey, my eggs are $35 for 12. Well, hey, I don't know about that, buddy.
Exactly.
It's crazy. But also, I spoke, there was one week there. I was down there in El Paso and Laredo within like 2 days because I was heading to California with a load. And then I spoke to someone in Mexico. I said, hey, I didn't see you guys last week. I said, no, we couldn't come. I said, well, why not? And it's because the cartels, right? So in, I think it was Juarez. Yeah, it was definitely Juarez. And then they said they caught some, like, big cartel guy.
Uh-huh.
And they arrested him. And they said, and so the cartel, they called the Zetas, which are apparently ex-police and military. They've just gone rogue.
Mm-hmm.
They said that to the truck drivers, if you cross over that border, we're going to shoot you. And everyone's like, okay, whatever. They shot them. I mean, not laughing about it, but that is what's going on in that fucking border. Excuse me. Oh, sorry, swearing again.
You're good.
On that border, I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm just being au naturel, but I don't want to swear a lot. I don't want you have to get Apple all after you about that kind of stuff or whatever podcast
catcher
does that kind of things.
Let it all hang out.
They were literally shooting them. And then they said no truck drivers can go across the border. They were strangling the economy to an extent. And then they started hanging cops, like border city cops, like the Mexican cops, hanging them off bridges and stuff like that. And I'm just like, these are people that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, that is really screwed up.
That is.
And I think there's one time I heard like gunshots and all that kind of stuff, right? Because when I say we're on the border, I'm talking when I drive and do that, I can look through the fence and I can see Mexican gas stations and they got buses that are black and white that are basically old school buses. Mm-hmm. And I can see their life there through the fence. That's how close I am.
Wow.
I could never go in there because I would be finished. Absolutely finished. If I went in there with a truck, you would never see me again. That truck would be gone and I'd be dug in a ditch somewhere or, I don't know, could be dropped off at some terrible place, probably not with my limbs attached. That's how serious it is. And now we're not even entertaining, like, even going down there. Well, I'm going to go down there, but not even, like, sort of borderline crossing or even, like, doing this autonomous area. It's like, we've got to back off a wee bit. It is that bad under this administration. And I'm sorry if you don't like politics, but politics comes into trucking.
Yep.
And, if you're going to do a review saying, I hate politics, I don't think the politics is... Well, hey, you know what? You voted for it. Here it is. It's on your doorstep. And it's on my doorstep working. And when it's on your doorstep in California or in Maryland or in Philadelphia or in New York or in Washington or Oregon, then you're going to get really pissed off about it. And then suddenly you might change your mind. But the politics is part of trucking. So, hey, there's your Yelp, not Yelp reviews, but your Apple reviews. But this is the reality. The politics is involved in the trucking because we are moving the country and the country is obviously based on politics. And this is where we're at.
Yeah, if anyone out there, Brian,
anyone out there has more experience on the border than me in the last 2 years, then please send a message to HHL at whatever the podcast is for Tamerlane Legends, and just say, hey, I'm going to step on, and I'm going to, because all I know is that my Latin friends, Mexican American, Central American, but American. Either way, are absolutely disturbed by what's going on. And I'm actually on the border, and I will be there on Monday again, and I will be there, and I will be seeing it full frontal in my face. But then some soccer mum in Maryland was like, well, border crossings are down 40% since Title 42. Okay, all right, okay, yeah, okay. Books are cooked. But you ain't seeing the buses, you ain't seeing the border.
Right.
I was in a place called Fort Dixon, okay, in a rest area. Mm-hmm. 2 hours in the middle of nowhere, right, 10 miles from the border, maybe not even that, maybe less than like 3, 4, 5 miles, actually, that close to the border.
Okay.
And I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, all right, and I swing this kettlebell around because I'm all jacked and sexy. I do swing this kettlebell around, right? It was 4 o'clock in the morning, maybe like 3 o'clock in the morning, actually. And suddenly I see this flashlight walking down the I-10. I was like, what's that? I start watching because it's all dark and, you know, no one can see me. Well, you can see a truck, I guess,
right,
if you see the moonlight or whatever. But Van Morrison wasn't singing the song at any point at that time, and no one could really see me. And then I saw a train of about 20 people walking down the road on the I-10, not the road, the interstate, with a flashlight, like, just sort of moseying down. And then walked right by me, didn't even know I was there, walked right by me, about 20 people just streaming down a hard shoulder.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, here we go. I haven't seen this for about 2 years.
Yeah.
So,
that's the funny thing.
Crazy,
It is crazy, you know, and people complain if you say something. And at the same time, it's like it's happening. The thing is the news media here.
I'm an immigrant,
right?
An illegal immigrant, for the record. But you know, at the end of the day, you got 7 million people streaming in over the border. I'm seeing it in person, and there's all these people commenting from their little cozy chairs, and that's not really happening. Well, it's happening, buddy.
Yep,
I've seen it. It's happening.
Yep, it's happening for real. And the sad thing
is there's another bad apple review coming from this.
That's all right.
First 25 minutes, I'm guessing. And it'll be from some blue haired, very annoyed person who is going to, for the record, if you're listening, blue haired, angry person, just blame Shipper.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
Because he's a people person.
Yeah.
And he takes all the credit for
that. And if they say, this English asshole, just take English asshole and blame Shipper.
Mm-hmm. Cheerio, pip pip, and all that.
Yes. Toodle pip.
You know,
I've agreed with the man. I haven't.
Yeah.
We're good. I'm here for the ride.
Let me almost steal the thunder here. Let me ask you guys.
Oh no! See this big government,
Mike.
He's gone.
I cut, there he is. I heard beeps.
Oh, okay.
That was big government.
The beeps are the government, and they're saying, "God damn it, Miami's messing up. We're gonna get that guy right at the border when he comes on Monday. We are gonna absolutely nail him to the mast. DOT inspection level 1, baby, level 1."
I'd look out your truck now. You might see a drone coming by.
Too low. You sending him home? Hey, let me ask you a question now.
Yes. Listen,
I was in New York. Well, I was just outside New York.
Okay.
Sorry for your loss.
I tell you what, I'm not in a rush to get back there. I've never been in a rush to get there, but I had to really scope out. I was dropping off in New Jersey somewhere, and then, well, I wasn't in New York City, but I was right across the river.
Mm-hmm.
That service plaza? Is it Vince Lombardi?
Yep.
Service
up
plaza?
Up there at 18, yeah.
Oh, you know it?
Oh, yeah. What else
that
you want to know?
It's a disgrace. The first time I went there, and then you can't idle there at all, can you?
No. They have the idle Gestapo out.
I got stuck there for a day and a half. And this isn't even like New York weather. It was like, you know, pretty mild. It was like 82 degrees, even on a balmy, you know, spring / summer morning, day, and these dudes were cruising around. You idle that truck, they're going to get you.
The idle Nazis are out.
They got me. They got me. I was idling away, like cooking a bit of dinner. You turn that off. Knock, knock. Hang on. There's no Kentucky music for that one. And then they said, I'm going to turn that off. I can't even do a New York accent, but turn it off. And I was sitting there absolutely sauntering. And it wasn't even bad, really, compared to what it is now. But is that a thing that you have to deal with, you guys? You probably don't. You just get your stuff done. And
we don't
get down the road.
Yeah, we just leave our terminal and haul ass to the next spot.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
That is terrible. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know.
No,
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
It was unbelievable. I mean, yes. It's absolutely, you know, blistering in the summer, I bet. And then they won't let you put a bit of air conditioning on or, you know, idle away, do your thing. And it's a carnage for parking, like, mm-hmm. all day long. If you got to get there in that sweet spot, like between 9:30 and like 11:30.
Right.
And then just, you know, get that spot and you're good to go.
Yep.
You guys never had to partake in that nonsense.
No.
Not being LTL,
see,
no.
That's the benefits of local.
Well, right? not only that, when we when they ran the road and we actually went to a motel.
Right.
You know, trucks got parked at the terminal and they gave us a ride to the motel. Yeah. You know, and then we were
You didn't see much of the, you know, you didn't see anything because you drove at night and then you drove over to the hotel in a car and then you drove it's just how it was.
It's like high cotton from where I got a hotel on wheels, but there ain't nothing comfortable when you come to New York or New Jersey.
No, that
I don't
is
think
the
I've
truth.
Seen that in Pennsylvania. I've never seen that no idling thing, but that's crazy. Hey, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Who's doing the interview here? Me or
that's
you?
What I was wondering. I was just thinking that same question.
I'm about to ask you questions here.
But I'm actually enjoying this. This is great. Right. You're right. It's like, that's like it.
I'm just here for the ride. They told me to show up at noon.
let me ask you a question, all right?
This yes.
So, now, I think I'm in denial about this. And I know I'm in denial now, because when I got back out on the road this year, I was like, God damn, I'm watching the news. Politics awareness moment.
That's
a bad review. But I'm going down the road and I'm thinking, what is all this thing about transgender stuff? This is nonsense. This is absolutely nonsense. I don't see any of this stuff. This is crazy. What's going on? Why am I seeing this stuff on TV? Why am I seeing it on my TV show? Okay, that's great. If you want to be a man, boy, girl, swim,
you do you.
Doesn't bother me.
Yep.
Right. So this year, get back on the truck after Christmas. After you go back from England and Ireland, had a great time. Normal people. Everything's sane. Everything's great. Everyone's having a good time over there. Really good. Really nice. But no one's a they, them. Everyone's a yes, no. Thank you. All that kind of normal stuff that we have in society in America up until this year. And then I get back to America and I'm like, oh, okay. So I go down the road. I'm like, kind of getting weird out here. That guy looks a bit weird. Is that a man? Is that a woman? I don't care anyway. Not a big deal. The news is telling me, wow, it's a big deal. Massive deal. Huge problem. Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious me. So I got to Laramie in the spring.
Uh-huh.
Laramie, Wyoming. If you know anything about Laramie, Wyoming, there's about 500,000 people in the whole bloody state.
Yep.
I think it's famous for Yellowstone and, you know, basically cows, buffaloes, fields, hills, snow, IAE, getting stuck on it for 5 days, which I did earlier in the year.
Oh, that's exciting.
So, yeah, I did. Got stuck on in Laramie for five. Sorry, not Laramie, in Wyoming, just outside Laramie, actually, between nowhere and somewhere else. Which I couldn't remember what it was.
Nowhere and close to nowhere.
But let me tell you. Let's fast forward to late spring, early summer.
Okay.
And then I go into a pilot in Laramie. There's only like a love the pilot and a Petro there. And if you're really crappy, there's a really terrible kind of rest area where if you're a really bad driver, you're pulling in there late, or you're kind of screwed at the same time. Anyway, talking about getting screwed, went into this pilot filled up, grotty pilot as well, for the record. Small, tight, you know, pumps are always busy, cheaper fuel.
Right.
That's why it's busy. So I go in, walk in, you know, I'm a truck driver walking in to Laramie, Wyoming. I walk in, I get this flash of pink in my peripheral vision.
Hmm.
I'm like, ooh, what was that? Like a flash. And I turn around, I'm like, okay, carry on. And then I go get my coffee. Oof, my right-hand side, left-hand side I was talking about earlier, right-hand side, oof, flash of pink. Man, someone must be wearing some large pink, because I got really good vision. Don't wear glasses. And I'm like, when I get a flash of pink in my peripheral vision, I'm like, oof, that must be some pink. I want to see who that's at. So I'm pulling my coffee. And bear in mind, this is Laramie. It's like, you know, cowboys, cattle, truck drivers, and people that live in the middle of nowhere. And they're not generally people that wear pink. That'd be my kind of estimation at the time. So I pull my coffee, I turn around. Whoa, man, whoa. I see a 6'2" linebacker in black stilettos with hot pink miniskirt. With hot pink kind of, I don't know, what do you want to call it? A kind of sort of cotton felt blazer or something, like a sportsman coat. And basically, if you could imagine, Terry, who's trying to think of a good linebacker from the NFL back in the day, who retired with hot pink lipstick. Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, there you go. If you could imagine Terry Bradshaw with hot pink miniskirt, black stilettos, black fishnet stockings. It's on my Instagram, by the way, at Flatbed Mike.
There you go.
If you want to see it. And it's private. You have to send 2-2. But it's right there. And then, like, full on. And I'm like, oh, holy moly. I'm like, I was so disturbed when I saw it. I was like, this is Laramie, Wyoming. It's not San Francisco. This is not Los Angeles. This is not New York. This is not Oregon, this is not Washington State, but this is not any leftist area that you can imagine where you would see this kind of weirdness. This is a truck stop in the middle of nowhere in a very remote state with all this kind of, and it's like, you know, and this person looked at me like, the old hot pink lipstick looking at me like, I'm like, why are you looking? I'm like, why the fuck am I looking? Excuse me. Why am I looking? I'm looking because Jesus, you know, Pinky Lee's right here. I mean, it was unbelievable, like linebacker stuff.
Right.
So I just kind of went, I actually thought at the time, I thought this might be a candid camera trying to catch truckers out moment.
Right.
So I decided,
to catch a trucker.
I keep it cool. And I just carried on. And I walked up to the pay for my coffee. Well, not pay. I used my pilot points, Flying J points. Here's my coffee. And then the dude's looking at me, and I'm like, "Hey, what's up with the dude in the pink?" He goes, "I don't know, man." He goes, "I said, wow, that's really weird." He goes, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay." And then suddenly, I've turned around. My peripheral vision. Pinky Lee is right behind me in the line. I'm like, I turn around, like I'm turning to the right. I'm like looking, and he looks like, literally looks like a bulldog chewing on a bumblebee or something. It was unbelievable, like with pink lipstick and, you know, the whole thing. And I walk out and I'm like, I took a little sneaky pic, put it on my Instagram, put it on there, like, and I only caught the arse and the high heels. It's on there if you want, at Flatbed Mike, and you have to say toot toots, and actually Hammer Lane Legends toot toot. And then I walked out, and then I saw this old grizzly dude who works a pilot, like pumping the gas in so that we can get gas for our trucks. I said, I stopped because I had to counsel myself. And I said, did you see that? He goes, yeah. I said, that's really strange. He goes, yeah, it's a truck driver as well. I said, nah, come on. That dude drives a truck, night in stilettos and mini pink skirt and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. I was like, damn, that's really weird. And just as we were talking, Pinky Lee comes walking out of the thing, and we're standing there, and then suddenly, like, Pinky Lee's, like, right over my shoulder. And I look around. I don't know if Pinky Lee, and I'm calling Pinky Lee for lack of a better term, I don't know if Pinky Lee was actually listening to me going, damn, that's a weird dude right there. And I turn around. Pinky Lee could have been there for the last, like, 30 seconds at least while I'm going, well, that's a really weird dude, you know? And then my other dude with the big old mustache, big old fat boy, pumping the gas like proper trucker. Roar. Not that there is anything such as a proper trucker, but, you know, maybe Pinky Lee, that's a trucker. I turn around and Pinky Lee's looking at me like, I kind of look like something out of like, you remember that, remember those old cartoons like those Looney Tunes or...
Yeah.
There was always like the bulldog, the bully, the what was that Keystone Cops one with the 5 o'clock shadow? There's always the Keystone Cops cartoon. You know, like that. And I'm like, I turn around, I'm like, and he's looking at me like, and I'm like, ooh, okay, man, that's kind of weird. And then I sort of make my way over. I'm like the furthest fuel pump down the way. And then I thought, this has got to be a joke. This ain't no trucker. Hey, this bad boy was walking with these big old stilettos.
It's got to be him.
Where'd you go? Mike.
Mike.
Whole time. I could hear you the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I was moving around.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you at all. I don't know what happened.
Hey, whoa, hang on a minute. Who's asking the questions around here?
I think you are.
You are.
Oh, God damn. Do you know what? If you give me that honor, I will.
See, this is the perfect interview. We don't have the
we don't have to do it. Yeah,
we don't. The interviewee does not get upset.
The interviewee is like, doing the interviewee. Well.
Mate, this is why I'm good in the truck, left alone from society. Be away from conversing with anybody is because I am too much trouble for everybody involved. So for Hammer Lane Legends, I hope it's a good show for everybody else, but I'm probably going to bury myself in life, which is why I never give my last name to Hammer Lane Legends. Flatbed Mike, at Flatbed Mike on Instagram. Never going to fucking, don't do Facebook or any of that kind of stuff. Oh, is that you guys calling me?
What?
No.
That's not Jack calling me, is it?
I don't think so. That's
must be some flatbed company. Well, it says I'll just turn them off. I'm such a man in demand, actually.
Holy cow.
That comes to another deal. I actually am a man in demand trucking, for the record. But anyway, let me ask you guys a question now that we've moved on from the transgender conspiracy theorist Michelle Obama is a man
right
stuff. What about the worst cities that you could ever drive in? Because I've got my three, and I know you guys are in the Northeast, so I'd be curious to hear what you guys have got. And I know it won't be the same as me because I know you guys don't go to these cities, but I'd be really curious as your case of driving, especially with the 30 years experience of shit and the 67 years, Mr. Marshall.
All right. My number one is New York. My number two is Baltimore.
I heard Henry Ford hired you there, Mr. Marshall.
Yeah, his first truck was black.
Yeah.
It was a bitch finding it in the parking lot.
Hey, easy now, but there'll be more Apple reviews coming now.
Exactly.
He's ageist. These guys are animals. These truck drivers are
savages.
Filthy animals.
The worst three cities. All right. Okay. We'll round it down.
Okay.
So for you guys, like, I mean, obviously it's like Northeast, isn't it? Like, what'd you do? Like Ohio, West Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. You go up to Massachusetts or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Massachusetts.
What's the worst?
Massachusetts, Connecticut.
What's your worst ship?
Let me ask you a question. I think it was Hamburg. It's like, I went to like Hamburg courthouse. I was delivering like some, steel beans or something.
Uh-huh.
And that place was kind of messed up. And Pittsburgh is probably the place where I got really screwed up with, I actually destroyed my passenger side mirror. That's yeah. Pretty brutal.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's kind of a crazy little town.
My company were laying into me about, gotta be there on time. All right, hero's here. Let me pull my trucker suit off and have my spandex suit on here. Super truckers ready to go. And then I pulled off whatever interstate it was. I went through these tiny little ass towns in Pittsburgh. Bang! Went through this, like, you know, I was in the right-hand lane. Bang! And then took my mirror out. Oh, that was pretty brutal. For like 2 weeks, I had like no mirror on the side. I don't know how the DOT didn't pull me up on that. And I don't know how I survived not having that right-hand mirror, because that's the most important.
Freaking A, yeah.
Pennsylvania, baby. That stuff is like as tiny as the streets in... let me tell you something. So where I come from in England, William Penn. Uh-huh. You know William Penn?
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, we're friends.
Down. William Penn. You know William Penn? Well, William Penn, his house that he was born and raised in is next door to where my parents live.
Uh-huh.
In this place called Chorleywood in England.
Hmm.
And all your areas in Pennsylvania, like Berkshire, Berks County, all this kind of, it comes from the Quakers that come from my little village just outside of London where I was kind of raised in my teenage years.
How about that?
William Penn is part of my history growing up. And, Pennsylvania is a part of my culture.
Look at that. Being
from that part of the world. Anyway, back to you, Ship.
Yes.
Pittsburgh.
Eh.
What's the three worst cities that you both driven in?
Hate Boston.
Boston, yeah, pretty rough.
Yeah, LIE in New York. You know, going out on the island there, the world's largest parking
lot.
New York,
I can't deny. What was the other one?
The LIE, the world's largest parking lot. 495.
Heading out to Long Island.
Hang on, what's that? Is that Philly?
No, that's New York there.
The Long Island Expressway.
Yeah, the LIE.
Oh, so it's not Pennsylvania in that.
No. That's New York. That's New York. That's New York.
Yeah. I mean.
Hey, what about you, Big Mac?
Mine, New York City.
Yeah, he doesn't like New York City.
I do not like New York City. Not at all. And Baltimore is my number two.
Yeah, Baltimore's terrible.
Yep, it
is
terrible.
You know what? I'm going to put that fourth on the list. Actually, let me get my pen out.
William, reconfiguring.
William Penn.
Yeah, I'm standing up in my truck. I've got a whole list, man. I'm like running this I'm running this conversation like I run my truck.
Check like it a out.
So yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, what's Big Merc? What's the other one?
New York, Baltimore, and I would say, in my experience, Pittsburgh's not any fun to run around. You know, my first couple of times out there really irritated me.
Pittsburgh's kind of rough.
Yes.
I had a rough time in Pittsburgh, but not because of the people or the car drivers, but because of the roads. And then you take a wrong turn in a 53-foot trailer with flatbed, 80,000 pounds of steel, and you're going like English roads, which is what you get in Pennsylvania, that kind of stuff. Hang on a minute.
Pittsburgh.
Who's walking around my truck?
Uh-oh.
And no, I'm not going to put a window down and you're going to get Kentucky bluegrass music. That was a legit kind of looking at the deal.
Yeah.
So mine are Dallas, Houston, Atlanta. I would put Baltimore in that. I can't say New York or in L.A. because I'm so used to L.A.
Uh-huh.
and the craziness of New York. I don't actually... I would say Dallas and Houston are probably, and Atlanta are definitely top three. Baltimore is probably, definitely in there with that. I'm looking for a top five, but I can't. I'm going to put top one, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, and then two, Baltimore. I can't think of one, because I'm thinking of really bad levels of trash. And maybe, can't say New Orleans, because none of the states go through there. Anyway, whatever. Walking on to that, as it's Hammer Lane Legends, Mikey style, Camden, New Jersey.
There you go.
Campbell Soup, capital of the world.
That? Come on, talk to me about Camden, New Jersey.
Hey, horrible place.
I used to run around in Camden back when the state police patrolled it. You needed to be out of Camden by the time it got dark.
Shit hole. Excuse my language, but I'm not going to deny that.
Nope.
It is really bad.
Yeah,
at least they got an aquarium.
I would say, honestly, I've been in some pretty bad hoods in L.A., San Francisco. I wouldn't say East Coast too much, apart from South Philadelphia, which is right next door to Camden.
Yep.
The Camden, New Jersey is a different gravy. I was there Super Bowl weekend, that Friday, and I was picking up steel coils at the port there.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I said to him, I said, hey, can I stay at the yard here? Because I'm always like, hey, I work early. I stay, and these rough around the edges, you know, I would call them Philadelphia boys, but maybe they're New Jersey. I don't know. I couldn't really describe to you. Outside of Los Angeles, my biggest experiences are actually in South Philadelphia and dealing with my friends that live in that kind of area.
Uh-huh.
But Camden, New Jersey was a different gravy. That place was legit nuts. Even to drive a 53-foot trailer. I don't know how I didn't take out this telephone post. It wasn't for this excellent bus driver who saw me coming around a corner that was so tight that I had to use the whole street.
Uh-huh.
I'd have been screwed. And I thought I was like handling it. And then when I was coming around, I'm looking at my right-hand mirror and I'm like, damn, I'm going to take this telephone post out. That's crazy. And I'm pretty good with my truck and trailer,
uh-huh.
53 foot. Probably about 75 foot in total. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at cities and all that kind of stuff, like driving a double-decker bus. But double-decker bus has got nothing on a 75-foot vehicle in a small city where is not designed for that, because it goes way back to, I wouldn't say Roman days, like where I come from, but definitely, you know, horse and buggy days. And I'm coming round, but, you know, the kind of driver I'm kind of aggressive, but also safe and defensively aggressive. I think I said that on the last podcast.
There you go. That works.
And I came around, but this one bus driver, he got me and he said, come on. I was like, yeah, you're the man, brother. I'm pointing right now, like out the windscreen, pointing at you like, you're the man, bruv. You're the man. You get it. You get it. While I handle business, let me not take this lamppost and all this nonsense out. But when I was driving around those roads in Camden, New Jersey, so these roads, man, it's like driving over the moon. And then I start driving down these roads. It's like, damn, I always look at the shops that you see. Now, if you see a McDonald's, a Wawa, a Sheets, this, that, and the other, you know you're good.
Yep.
When you see nothing but liquor stores, boarded up buildings, moon craters.
Welcome to Camden.
You see these people walking around like, damn, didn't I see that on some zombie movie just recently? Like when I was watching like the zombies walking around that everyone liked and I didn't like that show. Well, why am I seeing these zombies walking around here? Why is people outside the liquor store like all congregated? And I ain't judging. I'm just saying. I'm yep. observing, not judging. And then I'm like, oof, this is a bad, it's a bad neighborhood. This is a really bad neighborhood. And I'm going down the road, bum, 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 bum. Like literally, like it was like the world forgot America. Well, America forgot Camden. That's all I can say.
Yes.
Yeah, and I do you know what? I tell you what, I saw a cop there, and I thought to myself, I looked at him, I thought, I got a couple of buddies that are cops in LA and stuff, but they're by the beach and stuff like that. And I'm like, look at this cop, and I'm like, damn, you got the worst job in the world right here, I'm guessing.
Damn, he's got to protect this.
You're paid?
Right.
You're probably getting paid $45,000 a year. You really want to do that job.
Yes, sir.
So I kept cruising down the road, but they wouldn't let me stay there. Well, they said, don't stay there. And I'm glad I didn't, because it sucked. But that was Super Bowl weekend there. And I went cruising through, well, I was like cruising. I went like molasses through South Philly and Philly and all that kind of, because I really wanted to see my friends in South Philly. And you can't park a truck there. The one thing I learned about driving a truck is that you cannot park a truck anywhere that you really want to park a truck.
Exactly.
Unless it's like something magical. And do you know what? If I went into the job before that, this dickhead right here thought, I'm going to drive a truck. Ooh, I'm going to be able to park it anywhere that I want to park it. I'm going to see all my friends. I'm going to see all the country. And I'm going to see this. I'm going to see that. It's such a wonderful, like, nah, didn't really happen that way. But somehow you find a way, Mr. Merkel.
Yes,
and Mr. Shepherd, you find a way to see the country. And then when you get those magical moments, it is not at Camden, New Jersey, to wrap up that story.
Yes. Camden, New Jersey is it's in a category all by itself. Let's just say it that way.
You know the best thing about truck driving, though, is that if you really want to see America, I would say you want to go Walmart. That's where you see the real America. You see the real. I'm not kidding you. I'm not joking you, because Walmart is the only place that will give truckers the respect to go there, get their groceries, and eat healthy. So I love Walmart. But you go to Walmart, you're gonna see some characters.
Yes, you are.
pertaining the local area that you're in. And I don't want to disparage people in West Virginia, but I was in, I'm not sure what part of West Virginia it was just recently. I think it was, I don't know. All it had was Robert C. Byrd Boulevard, the Democrat KKK guy.
Right.
Democrat, he's a grand wizard.
Yes.
In the KKK, wore a big pointy hood. He was a Democrat, by the way.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't a Republican. He was a Democrat. Just so you know. And I was also in Huntington, West Virginia, and they had lots of Robert C. Byrd stuff. He was a Democrat. He was a Ku Klux Klan member, and he was a grand wizard, I believe, with a big pointy hood. But anyway, so that's West Virginia there. But I went to a Walmart in that part of the world that had Robert C. Byrd, who was a KKK member, and honored him with a boulevard and many other places. And I think he was a Democrat, for the record. But I went
you don't
to
say.
This,
just in case you didn't hear the... Just in case you missed it. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, shit. I think he was a Democrat.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I can't confirm that, but I'm pretty sure that... Anyway, so I went into this Walmart. And also, there's some Walmarts around the country. My two favorites, there's one in Vandalia, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And there's one in Sydney, Nebraska. They cater to truckers. And of course, dirty, disgusting truckers abuse it.
Of course.
And that's a whole other story. Yeah. These disgusting, filthy...
Animals.
Beasts. Animals. and I get so angry about that. They Walmart welcome, but they're not there to eat healthy like me. They're not there to have a kale, frozen avocado, glass of full milk with a frozen banana to blend it in three times a day to make sure my belly isn't fat and I'm healthy to provide good service to America and the American people. No, these dirty bastards are the same ones that ruin the trucks up and throw their piss bottles out the door and act like a beast. When they get a hint of parking, you know, these savages are right there. But anyway, I was in this Walmart, KKK Robert Seabird, in West Virginia. And boy, I tell you what, I was walking around, the nicest people you could ever meet. But man, I'll tell you, I've got to be honest here. I'm going to be honest. There was a very small gene pool there. I don't know what is going on in West Virginia. They're very, very nice. Very nice. I'm walking around and I'm like, good Lord, this dude is, I think, is he looking at me or looking at the person 90 degrees that way? And then you get the old boy who's like, hey, son. I'm like, yeah, how you doing? All right. And then I got a funny accent. So they're already like,
you're not from around here.
I'm from London. You're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. You know, I'm just getting my groceries. I didn't even get around to telling them I'm a truck driver or anything like that. Why would I tell them I'm a truck driver? They can't even handle the fact that I'm English.
Right.
Walking around their Walmart. It's like, I might as well be, I wouldn't say Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt. I'd say more like Brendan Cumberbatch or some guy that they probably don't even know who's from England, thinking, because he certainly ain't playing for the West Virginia Mountaineers or God knows what college team that they like. They're probably looking at me like, oh, God damn, this motherfucker is he's a handsome young man. I'm like, well, yes, I am. I'm like, he's like, well, goddamn. I'm like, ooh. That bitch was like, sorry, excuse the language. Goddamn. I was like, whoa, hey. Oh, goddamn. Yeah, indeed. That's the kind of stuff I was dealing with, man.
It's almost Camden, scary,
New
isn't
Jersey,
it?
That was Robert C. Byrd Boulevard with the Walmart, and I think it was Oak Forest. I don't know, boys. I don't know.
Well, you have been all over the place, dude. This has been a hilarious conversation. Where are we going next?
I would say Hulk Hogan's Beach Shop in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
I'm game. Go.
If you guys need to go, no, we're not.
I'm saying go ahead. Yeah. I'm for it.
Two parts, it's cool with me. I'm okay with that. It's cool with me. I'm just here ripping and riffing. You know. Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on. No. He's not coming to my window. No, he's not coming to my window. Yeah, but I was down in Tampa, Florida. I went to meet my buddy, who, you know, I worked in the wrestling business for quite some time.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you don't.
I'd say that.
But I told you that last episode.
Yeah.
Brian, yes. I told you that last episode. You remember? I don't know if I told you about that.
Yeah.
See, I got a few friends who work in the wrestling. So a lot of them like relocated to Tampa because of the tax-free benefits of not being in California. But yet, also being by the beach.
I do believe that governor's a Republican.
Yeah, I do believe that's correct.
Yes, I believe so. And it is not Robert C. Byrd, the KKK
Grand Wizard
guy, or any of his relatives in West Virginia, for the record. But yeah, I got a load to I'm always down with that. As long as I can stay on site or close, I'm so down with that. I'm cool with that. So anyway, this one weekend, my buddy, he's an MMA guy. He was in the, I think he made UFC, but he's gone to pro wrestling now. But he was definitely in like the minor leagues of UFC stuff. Big dude, really tough, like troop, really, really big, bad person. And he goes, hey, Mike, where you at? I was like, oh, I'm down here. He goes, I'll meet you down in Clearwater Beach. And I'm like, oh, right, sounds good to me. So I went down there, and Hulk Hogan's Beach Shop's there. And I'm a big wrestling guy. So I loved Hulk Hogan as a kid. So I went down to, I was like, oh, yeah. going to go see Hulk Hogan. All right, let's go see Hulk Hogan. Thinking he's going to be hanging out at the shop, which he probably isn't. Be like Trump's beach shop at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump ain't going to be hanging out at the beach shop at Mar-a-Lago. Right. So I walk in, and they see me like, oh, look at this asshole. Oh, my goodness. This dickhead here is ready to get his wallet out. And I stood down at him. I stared at him. And I said, yes, I'm a dickhead. I got my wallet out. Let's go. And then he's like, oh, dickhead. He didn't say dickhead. Paraphrasing a little bit, but probably in his mind, he's even dickhead. He has, hey, do you want to meet Hulk Hogan? Why, sure. I'd love to meet my youth hero of giant blonde golden standards who I would never match up in my life, and he probably isn't here. He goes, okay, come on over here. Here's his belt. Oh, by the way, before that, hey, give me that $25. Okay, cool. I'm thinking, oh, it's the Wizard of Oz, you know. The Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Hulk. Hulky, 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 Hulk. And then he's like, give me that $25. Okay. His championship belt when he beat the Iron Sheik. Ooh, yeah, ooh, it's very heavy. Ooh, I like that. Here's the championship belt from WCW when he won the championship. I was like, ooh, this is great. And let me take a picture. I was like, ooh, this is fantastic. I feel really good here. I can't wait for all my friends to see this in 1992, but it's 2022.
You know, COVID and all. Right.
If I'm wearing those championship belts. So I took the pictures that were 20 years too late. And he's like, okay. I said, hey, where's the Hulkster? Oh, he's at home. I'm like, what? Where's home? He goes, just down the street, clear water. I thought I was going to meet the Hulkster. I said, no, you're going to hold the belt. So it's like, but then again, I thought, well, I'm holding these championship belts. They were very nice. But at the time, I was thinking, you dirty bastard. Cheeky bastard, eh? Taking me for a ride there, boys.
Yes, sir.
Right there in Clearwater Beach, Tampa, Florida. The wrestling dickhead here, the big fan, got taken for a ride for, you know, from Hulk Hogan. And he's probably watching on the camera because there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Probably there going, oh, hang on. I thought this afternoon. I thought, brother, he's an asshole. What you gonna do? hey, Brian, not to kill off the vibe here, but do you know that I was at Area 51 and I spent the night there?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
When the heck was that?
Laredo. I did a run from Laredo up to Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And then I did my fuel trip, do my gravy, and I was like, I could go right about as close as you can get to the truck to can you hear me okay, by the way? Is that better? You there?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah, I'm listening to your Area 51 where you know you were as close as you could get. Are you hearing us? If you're hearing us, you keep talking because we're not hearing you. All right.
How do you know if he's talking?
I know. That's the point. Yeah. All right.
Stand by.
Here we go. Yep, we're here.
Yeah, I was just about to tell you about Area 51.
Yeah, and you disappeared again. I thought, well, maybe Area 51 got you.
Make sure that is put in the record because I was about to tell you that I spent the night at Area 51.
Right.
Nothing happened. Nothing. I bought beef jerky.
And that was it.
There was a place right there in the middle of nowhere. I spent the whole night. I pointed my truck towards Area 51 looking for you know, something or other.
Right.
Never saw anything. But isn't that really strange that the two times I got cut off, I don't know what the first time was, I was talking about Area 51.
Yes. And you got cut off.
Yeah. That is kind of weird.
That is kind of weird. Somebody's listening. Somebody's paying attention.
Well, that's why those people are walking around your truck there in Franklin, Tennessee, Kentucky.
I tell you what, Brian. They paid attention to me in the Air Force. They paid attention to me when I came to America. When I drive a truck, they paid attention to me. When I went to Area 51, they paid no attention to me at all until I came on this podcast and I said, Brian and Chip, American Chip, I went to Area 51 and I bought big old beef jerky, spent about $100. And it was like
it's a lot of beef jerky.
Do you know what? If I was an alien chick, I'm not an alien chick.
If you were an alien chick, okay.
I'm not a chick or an alien, and I'm not non-binary or anything like that. But
are you sure you don't have any kind of pink clothing?
No, but when I went into there was listen to this. So when I went to Area 51, it wasn't Rachel Nevada, which is the big one. There's a little bar there. So I stopped because I could at this. There was literally like a double wide, mobile home.
Okay.
And then there was two chicks in there, right, selling like loads of alien stuff and beef jerky. And I'm like, there's a good beef jerky place on the way to Vegas as well.
Right.
But I'm thinking, Christ, how much beef jerky did they sell to make this work? Because the traffic was zero apart from my truck. And if I was an alien, and I'm not an alien, I would be a big, plump, white woman that looks like she lives in a double-wide trailer.
Selling beef jerky.
selling jerky that could hop on the ride back home at some point, real close. And I said, can I park my truck right here? And they said, can I park my truck right here? And they said, yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I parked it there and I pointed it right to Area 51, right in the mountain scope. Looking, and I left all my curtains open, and I was looking for that UFO, that UAP, that stuff we hear about in the news. I ain't see shit. And I had to roll up down a dirt highway for the next 7 hours up to Utah. The only thing I saw was some asshole in a weigh station who gave me a level 2 inspection DOT and made me feel like I was real happy about him inspecting my truck and tire treads. And I was like, you dick nose.
I bet you didn't offer him any beef jerky.
He's probably like, oh, look, here comes another asshole from Area 51 in his 18-wheeler. Dickheads right here. Pull him in. Going to get my fucking quota for the year. Of course, give me a pass. I'm a professional trucker, and then he let me roll down the road. I'm like, God, yeah. Anyway, there you go.
So that's your Area 51 story.
I ain't finished right now. Hey, let me tell you a little story about being 6 months on the road without going home. Could you imagine that?
No. Nope,
but you're going to tell us about it.
But we'll imagine with you. Yes.
Are we good for this? Are you okay for the time?
Yeah.
Am I killing your ears?
No, you're good, dude.
No.
Do you know what happens at 6 months on the road, boys?
What happens?
You go stir crazy.
I bet.
Think.
That would be my guess.
Do you know what happens to 3 weeks on the road?
What?
Nah, you don't really go stir crazy, but you're already stir crazy enough to actually be affected by the stir craziness of 6 months. So you're already absolutely insane, and that's why you're a truck driver. And that's why you got me on Hammer Lane Legends.
That's
and
right.
You can clearly hear that I'm absolutely free, absolutely insane, can't you?
Yes.
You can really hear that from my voice, can't you?
You are really freewheeling.
That's OCR living, baby. That's how it works. That
Amen.
That's the way it goes, especially when freight is slow.
Yes.
When the freight is slow, which it is right now, you know, truck drivers do OTR. They kind of, you know, they get a little bit fruity. They like to work hard. If you sit still too long.
You know?
And I tell you what, if this cuts off now, you know something's up, don't you? Did you notice we're getting cut off when certain subjects are brought up?
Yes, sir. Every time we get political. But hey.
Hey, Brian.
Yes?
Brian, listen to this. I'm gonna get the hell out of here. I know you're gonna wrap it up. All right. There's two things I want to tell you about tornadoes. All right.
So okay.
We got two tornadoes that I was involved in driving. I've never seen anything like it. Unbelievable. Have you ever seen a tornado?
Not in person, no.
Have you been in a tornado in a truck?
Me, no. No.
No.
God bless you. It's amazing.
Listen, I can imagine.
I know it's time to wrap it up. So I wanted to, if you don't mind, Shipper, Mr. Merck.
Yes.
Let me wrap it up here.
Yeah.
So I want to give a couple of little shout-outs here. So Ben Bill, Marcia Forster. Is it Megan that was on your episode? You remember the lady that was doing the over-the-road stuff and she had the kids on the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a really good episode. She was great. I just want to say, hey, God bless you. Love you. The fact that she actually mentioned me, really, I was in North Carolina at the time,
uh-huh.
And I stopped, and I put it on Instagram. I said, wow, that was really, that really, you know, brought, that tugged my heartstrings. What a wonderful woman.
Yes.
And hearing her story. Also, Steve in Scotland, he's a lorry driver, Stevie Moll.
Uh-huh.
He listens to the show. My buddy Bill Zupka, UPS, he listens to the show as well. I've met a lot of people from this show, from that first time,
uh-huh.
Added me on Facebook, and we've become like meme asshole friends, like sharing the most offensive stuff, which is the best way to go.
It is.
Stacey, his name is Gunner online. He's one of your loyal listeners. My boys, Rasul and Rico, who, you know, are at my company. Michael Duran, who's not a truck driver in LA, he listened to the show. He became a friend of mine. Brent, aka Cajun Spraying, wonderful guy. Dustin Flint, two other guys from the company. A guy, Luke Honkahala. Honkahala! John King goes by Paranormal Trucker.
I think
you've probably heard of him.
I know him.
Yeah. He met me quite a few times, and he's a good dude. Elizabeth, he does a podcast, Big Night in the Mountains. These are all people that are a part of the Hammer Lane Legends community. There's a guy called Michael Chakowski, who I butcher his name, but he's a Polish guy that emigrated to Florida. Another guy from the Hammer Lane community, of course, Flatbed Johnny,
yes, sir.
AKA Johnny Paycheck.
Yep.
Yeah. And then two of my buddies from my company, AJ Steel and Cool Car. It's not about me reading names. It's about me, you know, respecting these people that listen to the podcast.
Yes, sir.
The podcast that you guys do, that you every week you spend your time to do, you know, something for us as truckers out there, and we appreciate you. I just want to say I appreciate you. And I appreciate you listening to my bullshit and then putting me back on. So in 2.5 years, which would be my 5-year anniversary driving a truck, I hope you'll have me back on.
We definitely will, dude. I am looking forward to it. Yeah, hopefully we'll have you on before then too. In between now and then, dude.
Oh, I think 2.5 years is probably all you can handle.
It's the people's limits. Like, that's as much as we can handle of this guy.
Hey, listen, I'm a realist, but my Japanese wife is like, you're back in the truck. After 5 days at home, when I'm out in the truck, now 2 months at a time, she's like, yeah, I'm ready for your ass to get out. So
when do you got to go?
Merck and Chip, it's a case of you'd be like, he'd be a good one to bring back in 2.5 years. but in a year, that might be like a fart in an elevator. Let's give that guy a little bit of room.
Let's just tentatively mark it down the calendar sometime around 2024, maybe January-ish or something.
That's next year.
Hey, listen,
2 years.
For the record,
yes.
Let me also say thank you to Jack and Tony, because without them, we wouldn't have this this medium.
That's true.
For you to, you know, do with truckers. The fact that you guys are truckers, and we know behind the scenes, there's always someone doing the editing.
Yep.
And
exactly.
The hard work, and that'd be Jack. And then we know before that, your older son, you must be very proud as well, for the record. Tony did all the hard work to make it happen.
Yep.
And some people get real offended. Who's Tony? Well, Tony ain't here. Tony is looking for old dog breath and doggies and all that kind of stuff.
Yes,
and
he is.
Hang on. I believe he's busy. I have to keep him away. They all want to know where Tony's at.
Everybody's always looking for Tony. You know,
Tony has left the building.
Wow.
Hey, let me out the window again.
They're still hanging around outside the truck.
Wow.
Freaking A, that's hilarious.
That's when you can tell you're pent up in your truck.
Yep,
a little too long.
It's been a while.
Hey, that would be cut off. Jack should cut it off where I played the banjo music. So, hey, boys, that was great. Sorry if I was a little bit excited.
Nah, you were.
No,
this
show
great.
Is about you, the driver.
It is. That's what it's always about. And that's what we want to, you know. So we appreciate you coming on. We do. And we had a great time talking with you, dude. And we want to talk to you again. You know that.
I mean, God. Yeah. He's got more contacts than we can have shows.
Right, I know, right? If he got all those people that he named to call and
right.
come on the show, it'd be fantastic.
Just cut it off the banjo music for the last 2 weeks. That's good entertainment for the people, you know?
It's all good, man. It's
you
all
know what
good.
I say. Have a Coke and a smile.
Well, Mike, hold on just for a few seconds. Oh, what were you go ahead. What were you going to say?
Me.
Yeah, you. You're Mike.
What more can I say?
I don't know.
What I've already said. I would have cut it off at the band.
All right. Well, with that being said, we hope you enjoyed this show because we enjoy doing this show. Mike.
I'm a late legend. And hey, Brian,
yes.
Give me the cue.
Oh, hold on a minute.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Shipper, tell them what to do if
they
enjoyed the show.
They need to share the show. Share it with everybody and all of Mike's friends included. Mike, take us out. Keep us down.
Mike, take us out.
Yeah. You know what? If you listen to Hammer Lane Legends, you got to keep the hammer down in the Hammer Lane Legends.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You never guess the places that I've been. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't up before you go, and I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep.
Never gonna come down from above, 'cause everything looks better from above. Nothing's ever as it seems, yeah, except in that world that I dream of. Never gonna lose the ones I love. Never gonna lose the ones I love. 'Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that world that I dream of. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, 'cause I can't face this day alone. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams. Give me my dreams. Give me my dreams.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.